You're listening to KPSQLP Fayetteville. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the opinions of this station. Please check with a trusted health advisor before following any medical advice.
Welcome to the Wendy Love Edge Show with Topher Kogan, live from the third floor of the Chancellor Hotel on the historic Fayetteville Square. I'm Wendy Love Edge, and on today's show, our guests are Tali Kentoff, the classical cannabist, musical guest Moonsong, and health guest Barry Moore from Ozark Herbal Creations. Hey, Topher, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm good, good, very well. So what's been going on this week?
What has been going on this week? I haven't seen any new movies.
You have not? That is shocking.
I know. Well, I'm going tomorrow to go see a new movie.
You are?
Yes.
What are you going to see tomorrow?
What's it called? I think it's like A Simple Favor or like A Small Favor or something. I think Anna Kendrick's in it.
Okay.
Well, it's like I don't know if it's a murder mystery, but it's like a mystery where like a lady comes up missing. So, I don't know.
Well, I usually look to you for my movie selection since you're such a movie buff these days.
Have you watched any movies lately?
Have I? You know, I just watched a movie, and of course I can't think of the name of it, but it was really cool. What happened in it? Well, these two men decided to move to Hollywood to become stars, you know, and one of them was a very interesting character who you never know his age, where he's from. He keeps saying he's from New Orleans, but he has this heavy, like, Eastern European accent.
Yeah. And was so it The Room?
Yes.
Or Disaster Artist?
Yes, the Disaster Artist. Yes.
Okay.
Disaster Artist.
There we go.
I loved it. I really loved it.
I haven't seen it yet. I need to watch it.
You need to watch it. It was very entertaining and crazy, really, but very entertaining. So did you do any exercise this week, Topher?
Did I? Yes, I went to the gym a while.
You did?
Yeah. It was awful.
It was awful? Like it. What do you mean?
Yes. So I couldn't go at like my normal times of just like in the dead of morning when nobody else is there.
I know.
So I had to go at like peak hours.
Oh no.
I know. And you know, if it's not like a class, then I just don't like being around other people while I'm like trying to work out, you know? Uh-huh. So it was just the worst.
Oh my goodness. Well, at least you went. You made it through. Did you get through your workout?
I did. Yes. Oh, good. I made it through. Even though I was like, ugh, all these people looking at me. But I'm sure no one was actually looking at me, but, you know, paranoid brain.
Sometimes it feels that way, like everyone's watching you, but really most people are just kind of into their own workout, into their own
thing. Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm glad you made it there. I did not make it to swimming at all last week.
Wendy.
I did not. I know, it's terrible, but I have been working on some core exercises.
Okay, good. The core is always important.
It's probably the most important thing, really, getting your core strong. So, and my injury that I talked about last week has finally recovered nicely. It's been 2 months, crazy 2 months to try to get over the silly little injury that I had. But since I have autoimmune diseases, you know, my body overreacts to everything, and that's what it did. But I'm finally on the mend, I think. And so, yeah, we've been, my wife and I have been planking together and like using the stopwatch, you know?
Yes.
And you're like hanging on, you know, trying to get through it. But it's definitely building and working. So I'm excited about that.
Yes.
So anyway, how have you been eating lately? That's one thing I always
now,
am concerned about. Now,
I know, because I'm such a bad person. But, I mean, diet-wise, I'm
okay.
No, I've been really good. So I've, like, gone back down to, like, super simple. So, like, salmon. Uh-huh. I do that. Spinach and arugula.
Oh, nice.
Like peanuts, almonds, and like dried raisins and craisins, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. A little bit of cheese, you know, even though, like, I feel like dairy is not good for you, like, and we should stop eating dairy. Not for, like, any, like, vegan reasons, but just, like, why are we still drinking milk? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that.
Right. Yeah. But, and dairy really bothers me. I try to stay away from it. But I can't stop drinking half and half in my coffee. I've tried mm-hmm. coconut milk. I've tried all of the other options.
What you need to do is just do black coffee. Just do straight black coffee. Like, that's what I do. I just do coffee plain.
I cannot do it. I have tried it. You know, and even I love coffee. I like especially dark coffees like mm-hmm. Sumatra and that kind of thing. And there's antioxidants in it. It's really good for you. But I can't, that's the one thing I just can't seem to eliminate as far as dairy goes. But I was reading something about almond milk, and you have to be really careful about processed mm-hmm. nut milks, because
yes.
it's processed just like other processed food, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you can actually make your own almond milk. Just mm-hmm. buy some almonds. Throw them in the blender with some water.
Mm-hmm.
Voila, almond milk.
Yeah. Right? I'm not going to do that. Okay.
You're not going to do that.
Well, I mean, I don't drink almond milk anyway.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
So,
well, because, again, I feel like it's a thing of, like, people that should, like, so it's, like, stuff that you should give up. Don't try to, like, make some, like, fancy halfway substitute. Just stop doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's a good point.
It's right? like soda. Don't just drink, like, I don't know, seltzer water. Just yeah. drink water.
So I drink lots of water, and mm-hmm. we all should drink half our body weight in ounces of water every day.
Okay.
Right? So I try very hard to do that, but I do enjoy seltzer. I always have, or, you know, some product that is like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say to me, gosh, it tastes awful. I don't know why anyone drinks that stuff, but I actually like it, you know?
Yeah.
But it really isn't a complete water substitute. Water is really the best thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you drink lots of water?
I do drink lots of water. Yes. I have a little, like, purifier jug thing
uh-huh.
that it, like, purifies as you pour it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so I just refill that up. But sometimes I get annoyed with it and I don't refill it. And I just go buy bottled water again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, like, I don't know. It's a lot to refill it after, like, 8 glasses, you know? Because it doesn't hold a lot.
Oh, right, yeah.
So,
well, maybe you need more than one, and then you know, if it's that much work, Topher.
I know. It's so much work. But yeah, but like, I don't drink sodas or anything. It's just water.
Right. Yeah, soda is not very good for us, and mm-mm. it's really hard for people to give up, because it's so addictive. It's so addictive, and the minute you drink one,
you're like, oh, I can have 5 more.
I need to have 5 more, is kind of how I feel. So I try to stay away from it. But every once in a while, for a treat, I might have a soda,
mm-hmm.
or as people in Boston call it, tonic.
I still don't. That's it. Still sounds like that's like medicine from like the 1950s.
I know, right?
Like, where's Mary Poppins? You know.
I know, right? And no one else in the country calls it that.
No.
So
I'm still not convinced people from Boston call it that.
Well, I think
they call it pop or soda.
They definitely do not call it pop. No one calls it pop.
Who calls it pop? There's a region of America where people say pop.
There is a region of America. I think it's like the middle of the country. I don't know, like Indiana, Ohio.
Okay.
I'm surprised Arkansas doesn't call it pop.
Yeah, they just call it Coke.
Yeah, everything is Coke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't really know what you're getting when you order something.
Yes.
But yeah, so no, they definitely do not call it pop. I didn't hear that until I was a little bit older and met mm-hmm. people from other areas of the country.
Mm.
And I did not teach my children to say tonic. Which
did you teach pop or soda?
Soda.
Okay.
And one of their grandmothers was really upset about it. Just like, what are you teaching them?
Because you broke tradition of tonic.
I guess so. But I think, you know, one of my sons lives in Texas now, and I think he's pretty happy that he's not saying tonic. But yeah, that's definitely something we want to stay away from. You know, there's so many advertisements for soda.
Yes.
You know, all the time.
I saw this one. I don't know if I said this last time on the show or not, but So, going, like, to the movies a lot, you know, like, if you go early enough, they're just, like, regular commercials playing, you know, and not trailers. And there was this ad for Diet Coke. I think Jillian Michaels was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, like, the whole slogan was, like, drink it because you can. I was like, what? No. No, don't do it because you can. Don't drink it.
So they try to make it an empowering message.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That you're drinking Diet Coke. No. That's not a, no, you're not brave for drinking a diet drink.
You're not brave. No, that's definitely, it's kind of like the easiest thing to drink, right? It's readily available.
Exactly.
It's inexpensive. But, you know, water is kind of an interesting thing, though, because, you know, when I was growing up, I grew up in the 70s, like, there wasn't bottled water everywhere. You know, mm-hmm. suddenly we're buying water. And, you know, this whole thing has been created for us. But, you know, you can buy a pitcher that filters, or there's a travel mug that, or travel size bottle.
It's a house pitcher.
Oh, a house pitcher, yeah. Right. So you can have that in your home. There's no need really to buy the bottled water, because all that plastic is crazy,
yes.
You know. And in fact, I was reading about salt, you know, so everyone's using sea salt because they think it's healthier.
Is it worse?
Well, the problem is that the ocean is filled with plastic.
So you're eating plastic salt?
Yeah, I was reading an article about that the sea salt, when they tested it, they find mm-hmm. plastic particles.
Just go back to the good old salt mines
mm-hmm.
and leave the sea salt be.
Well, you know, it's funny. So at home, you know, my wife asked me to pick up some regular salt, you know, mm-hmm. and I couldn't remember how you open it. So she was laughing at me.
Oh, in the big cylinder?
You know, the cylinder, you know, and like the top, you have to know where to rip off the thing so you can figure out how to open it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, my gosh, how long has it been since I bought one of these salt containers? You know, which is what I grew up with. Nobody was using sea salt then.
Mm-mm.
But there's so many considerations about food and water that we need to think about. It's not so simple like it used to be, where you just turn on the faucet and get a glass of water, or
yeah,
pour some, like, salt, you know.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that like is like, yeah, faucet water. I love faucet water. Like, no one likes faucet water.
Well, when I moved back to Fayetteville, which I love living in Fayetteville, I'm so excited to be here,
mm-hmm.
Someone suggested to me to just drink it from the tap, but I don't know. I'm worried about that. I definitely have a pitcher that filters it. But definitely do your own research, figure out what's best, what's healthiest for you. That's the way to do it. You know, look it up yourself and see what's the healthiest road to take, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the pitcher that you have, did you research it, or you just picked up what you saw?
My parents time? Were just like, here, take this. And I was like, okay.
Well, good parents. I'm glad they did that. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of different options out there, and people can do their own research on that. So have you been out in the sun this week? I was trying to remember how much rain there was. Was it raining? I don't even know. What day is today? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's been really cloudy these past couple of days.
Right.
I know I went on the trail twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I actually like running on the trail when it is more cloudy.
So okay.
Yeah, so you mm-hmm. don't get like overheated as fast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess that counts as like some sunlight, because the clouds don't filter all of it.
Right, that's true. You still get a little bit. But yeah, it's important to get out there and get some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't mention that when you were talking about exercise. You went to the gym and you walked on the trail.
Oh yeah, I did go on the trail. Well, I mean, I don't really like to run the trail, because again, when it's overpopulated with people, I'm like, don't watch me run. I'll just walk by you bikers, you know.
Don't watch me.
Yeah. Well, because like when I had Joan, you know, like it was so easy to just like be on the trail, because then like all their attention would be on the dog and not on me.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just like I'm just a guy out there.
That is very true. Do you miss Joan? I bet you miss Joan.
I do. I was looking. Okay, this is gonna sound weird. I was looking at this homeless guy today leaving Walmart, and he had two like super well behaved dogs, and I was like, ugh, I wish Joan acted like that.
Well, she will eventually. I know your parents have her now, yeah. So she will eventually. I love my dog, Sally. He's the most perfect dog in the world. And it is true, when I'm out walking, if I have Sally with me, all of the attention is on Sally, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, so it makes it a little easier. But, yeah, and dogs really are so, so helpful, just emotionally and, you know, everything about their being. It's just wonderful to own a dog or to go visit your friends with dogs if you can't have one yourself, don't you think? So do you visit Joan?
Yes, when I go when I go back home to like my parents' house, yes, we visit, play in the yard, and that was really like the biggest thing of like why I asked them to take her, was just because like my apartment was so small,
right?
There was no yard where she could just like run, like we'd have to like go on a leash on the trail, you know, to be outside.
Right. So it's better for her, for sure.
Yeah, so she's happier.
You are listening to KPSQ.org 97.3 FM, and this is the Wendy Love Ed Show, live from the third floor of the Chancellor Hotel.
When I woke up this morning, take a look at my clock. It's way past noontime. Now I'm late for work. Tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right with me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
Now it's time for Cannabis Corner, and our guest today is Tali Kentoff. Tali holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in Creative Writing and a Master of Arts in Education. And today we have her in Cannabis Corner because we're going to talk about her cannabis journey and her musical journey as well. Welcome to the show, Tali.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the show tonight. So, Tali, tell me a little bit about your background. I know that you were a pharmaceutical sales representative at one time.
I worked for a large pharmaceutical company and sold cardiovascular pharmaceuticals.
Wow. And then from there, you actually became ill from a medical device, correct?
I did. I got caught up. I was living in Florida and got caught up in what is part of image, what we look like on the outside. And just like many other women, I sought out breast implants, and I chose what I thought was the safer ones, which were saline. I was told that if there were ever a rupture of any kind, it would just be salt water that would disperse through my body. And I felt I was making a wise solution or a choice, and that these were safe devices that were approved by the FDA. Everybody was getting them. In fact, right now the statistic is 300,000 women every year get breast implants.
Wow. Still telling?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I didn't realize it until many years later as I progressively got ill. But it turned out that my breast implants were full of toxic mold. Were slowly leaking into my body and causing over 50 symptoms.
Wow.
And that's the thing, is that you can be sick and go to doctors, as I went to 20 different doctors looking for answers as to what is going on with me, head to toe, and could not get an answer, and never thought to link the 50 symptoms that I was experiencing with my so-called safe breast implants.
Wow. And Tali, so during that time you're seeing all these different doctors, did they offer you pharmaceutical drugs or solutions to your symptoms?
Yes, it was all about chasing symptoms. So every single one of my bodily symptoms or systems was out of whack, from my endocrine system, which I feel was hit the hardest, and I was thrown hormone regulators, things like spironolactone, which is supposed to regulate androgen type hormones in the body, to birth control pills to regulate hormones when I'd had a hysterectomy, so there was no reason for me to be on a birth control pill. There were medications to control pain, medications to control edema or swelling, all different types of pharmaceuticals. At one point, I was taking 7 or 8 different pharmaceuticals.
Wow. And I can relate to that. So they never suspected that it was the breast implants?
Not once. And there were multiple times I saw a variety of different doctors and specialists. So endocrinologists, immunologists, primary care physicians, internists, you name it. And I even asked, I posed the question, could it possibly be my breast implants? And the question I always got back was, are they silicone or saline? And mm-hmm. I said, saline. And they said, oh, well, then you're absolutely fine.
Right.
And the truth is, no matter what the breast implant is made out of, whether it's silicone, whether it's the gummy implants, the saline implants, none of them are safe. And the outside casing of all breast implants is made of silicone, which leaks into the body and causes illness as well.
Well, this is a really important message for people to hear, and I'm so sorry that that all happened to you. But tell me, so all of this happened, and you were very familiar with the pharmaceutical industry and the fact that
yes.
doctors become drug dealers and pill pushers.
Well, you know, at the time, I didn't have that mindset at all. I had the thought that pharmaceuticals were good for you, and that's why I was taking 7 of them. I was thinking that they're going to make me better. And
right.
so
and not, you know, they're not all bad, and they have their place for sure. We have to think about whether the benefit outweighs the risk and just mm-hmm. do our own homework, you know, do our research. But you know, you sounds like you were really trying to help yourself to get better, and that's what you were offered. So what happened after that? You made a different decision, didn't you?
Well, so after about 6 years of illness, and the illness was progressive, and there was, at this time I was living in South Florida, and I seemed to be getting worse, and I had a primary care physician who said to me, you know what, I can't help you. He was very honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you, and what I'd like to do is refer you to an acupuncturist and a nutritionist that I know, and see if they can offer you some solutions. And that kind of set me on the path of holistic holistic route or studying mm-hmm. holistic medicine. And through the acupuncturist, I also started to dabble in herbs and change my diet. And I went gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I went paleo, which was more the grass-fed beefs and organic wild-caught meats and lots of vegetables mm-hmm. and organic fruits and vegetables. And started to really research detox pathways, such as our liver, our kidneys, our skin,
mm-hmm.
and found ways to help myself to at least, I knew something was poisoning me, but I didn't know what.
Right.
And I was looking for ways to accelerate getting the toxins out of my system.
Great.
And so I started to dabble with herbs then.
Mm-hmm. And you found plant-based medicine and herbalism. And then I understand you also made a decision. You decided to sell all of your possessions and move to Colorado.
Yeah. So that was later on in my journey. There was a lot of connecting the dots, and what actually helped me was searching on Google and looking at to see if anyone else was experiencing the list of symptoms that I was experiencing, because there came a point where I thought I was dying of some unknown terminal illness that hadn't yet been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And because no tests were bringing up any results as far as diagnoses. So I was really searching for answers, and I ended up finding a group online of other women, and there were thousands of them.
Wow.
And just by Googling the symptoms, I found that this term called breast implant illness, and I saw that this might be what was going on with me, and maybe these symptoms were coming from my breast implants. And so I did undergo surgery and have my breast implants removed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when the implants came out, they were black. They were full of, they looked like a petri dish of just mold, bacteria, fungus. It was the most horrific thing. And after that, and trying to recover after that and detoxify my system, because having those implants in for so long, it's not like there were some improvements, but it takes time to detoxify the system.
Well, your body knows how to heal itself. You just have to put it in the right conditions. So it sounds like you had them removed, and then you were using the plant-based medicine and changed your diet. And so when you went to Colorado, you started using cannabis as medicine.
Yes. So I got a medical cannabis doctor once I was there. It's a place called Holos Health. So they have a clinic in Boulder and also one in Denver. And they really helped me to sort things out and educate me on the different cannabinoids and how to reduce inflammation with cannabis. And so it's working a lot with the ratios of CBD to THC during the day. And what was working for me was a 3-to-1 ratio of CBD to THC during the day, and then to flip it at night and do a 3-to-1 ratio of THC to CBD, as well as hunting down strains of cannabis that were high in CBG, which have antifungal properties to them.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like they really knew what they were doing, so I'm so glad that you found someone that could help you. So, Tyler, just in the interest of time, let's talk a little bit, just for a few minutes, about your piano playing, because you're known as the classical cannabist. The classical cannabist. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Let's say that three times. The classical cannabist. What brought you to the point of pairing piano with cannabis?
Well, you know, this whole healing holistically has been a real journey for me. And when we do things that we love, it raises our vibrational frequency. And even when you look at the research on music therapy, such as with hospice patients, there are music therapists that are assigned to hospice patients to help them with pain management and help raise their vibrational frequency. And so I always knew that music was healing, and when I play piano, it puts me in a meditative state. And I thought about, you know how we when we drink wine, we pair it with cheese.
Right.
Or we pair it with an appetizer, and we say these go together. And so strains of cannabis can go with a piece of music and raise the vibrational frequency.
Excellent.
And so, for example, a sour diesel, it's a high sativa. It's an energy producing a strain.
Sure.
So that goes well, I feel, with Mozart or with Muzio Clemente. So I started to pair cannabis strains with different musical pieces, and
Wonderful.
Found that by playing them while I was smoking or using that strain, it was raising my vibrational frequency and helping me to heal.
That's fantastic. So, Tally, we're going to play the piece that you sent to us. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the Wendy Love Ed Show with Topher Kogan, and you're listening to KPSQ.org on 97.3 FM. Thanks for joining us, Tally.
Thank you.
Thank you.
woke up this morning, take a look at my clock. It's way past noontime, now I'm late for work. Tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right with me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
And that first piano piece was Tali Kentoff, the classical cannabist, playing Clementine. And you can find Tali, the classical cannabist, on Facebook. Check her out. And then we played Smokin' by Robin Frederick and performed by Meredith Sisko. Thanks for joining us for Cannabis Corner.
Yes. And now for our musical guest. Tonight's musical guest is psychedelic pop band Moonsong. Welcome to the show, Cody and Zach.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so glad for you to be here. So tell us, are you going to ask the infamous question? So what is psychedelic pop? What is that?
Well, I mean, it's more just like I try to lean out of just like a general psychedelic rock genre. It's still very guitar based, but I like hooks and melodies. I guess that's where the pop comes in.
A lot of 60s influence and a lot of a changing of the song over time, I think is where a lot of the influence stems from.
So hooks and what was the other word used? Hooks and
melodies.
That kind of defines pop music, right?
Yeah.
So kind of people get happy and they hear it and they recognize the hook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So So that's what you're doing with the music that you're making.
Yeah. I just put out a new album that's a little more in a I guess I would call it an experimental direction, but you know, the pop is still there. It'll always be.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Cool. So you just released a new CD, didn't you?
Yeah. Sorry, I kind of beat you to that.
Beautiful cover, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Or did you do the cover?
I did do the cover.
You did.
It took me a few painstaking hours on Photoshop making my way to that, but it happened. the album is called Lethologica, and we had a release show at Stage 18 for it this past Saturday, September 8th. It's available on pretty much all major streaming platforms. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Wonderful.
YouTube.
And now people will be able to listen to it on KPSQ. Right.
Yeah!
Which is exciting. I listened to some of it, and I have to say it was, I found it to be kind of soothing. That's kind of the word that was coming to my mind.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it very much, and I know our listeners are really gonna enjoy it when we play the tracks. What was the inspiration behind this new CD?
So when I first started this project back in August of 2015, releasing my first EP, pretty much the main goal I had for the project was to do a full record where I recorded everything and produced everything, where I could really say mm-hmm. it was mine, you
nice.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make an album that kind of represented my range of musical influences, not trying to stick to one single sound or influence, but try and kind of put everything together and see what happens,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. And that's the album.
What happened is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Tali, our last guest was talking about vibration and health. And what do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, music is essentially just vibrations. So, you know, music is my number one passion in this world. So it's like, if music really is just vibrations, then I'd say me and vibrations get along pretty good. You know, I could probably live a little healthier. That's all I'll say about that one.
But you're not drinking soda, are you?
Maybe sometimes.
Tonic.
He's a diet soda fiend. But
I am.
No, the commercials
true.
Got to you.
Got him. It was all the commercials. I didn't start drinking until I saw those
dang it.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so the first song we're going to hear is Second Chances. Any front loading you want to do on that song, or just want listeners to go right into it?
Well, I mean, I could say something about it. It was one of the first songs I recorded for the album, one of the first songs I wrote for the album. It was the first song that I recorded for the album. I recorded drums at my friend Tevin in Harrison's house.
Oh, shut up.
Cool.
It happened 3 years ago. Second right. chances. This is it.
So the listeners just heard Second Chances, and what are they about to hear now?
This song is called Infinite Melody. I'm not even going to say much about it. It's short, and there's a lot to it. Listen to it.
It's my favorite from the new album, for sure.
It's Zach's favorite.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Moonsongs, Cody and Zach, for stopping by. Listeners, if you want to buy the CD, which you should buy the CD, you can find it at literally any online music store app thing that you pleasure.
Yes, Spotify, iTunes, any of those streaming platforms. What was the name of the CD again?
Lethologica.
I keep tripping over my lips tonight, so thank you for doing that.
So Lethologica on any...
It's pretty much anywhere. Sort of SoundCloud, YouTube, Bandcamp. Just search it on the internet. You'll find it.
Excellent. Well, you were listening to the Wendy Lovett Show with Topher Kogan on 97.3 FM, kpsq.org, live from the third floor of the Chancellor Hotel. And our next guest is our health guest. And after that, you'll be invited to call in if you'd like. And the call-in number, please write it down, is 781-832-2008. You can ask questions of any of our guests. That's 781-832-2008. And now I'd like to welcome to the show Barry Moore from Ozark Herbal Creations. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Hi, thanks.
So, Barry, tell me a little bit about Ozark Natural Creations. What is it that you do?
So, at Ozark Herbal Creations, we grow vegetables and herbs and make healthy varieties of health and body products and food products also.
Oh, excellent. So, you have your own garden, mm-hmm. and you grow these natural herbs and plants and then make products out of them, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And you brought me a product tonight. It's called Ozark Tonic. I think tonic is the theme of the night.
It is.
So tell me a little bit about this Ozark Tonic.
So Ozark Tonic is an apple cider vinegar infusion.
Okay.
We start with a raw organic apple cider vinegar. We put organic vegetables in it to make it taste better and give it more health benefits.
Okay.
It's got garlic, ginger, horseradish, onions, and chili peppers.
Ooh.
We do one
spicy.
With... spicy. Yeah, one's extra spicy, and then one's kind of like jalapeno medium spicy.
All right. Well, I recognize some of those ingredients for their health benefits, but let's talk a little bit about what some of those things could help with.
Okay. Well, starting with the vinegar, it's really good to... have a strong gut platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got probiotics. It also helps with aid in digestion because it raises your metabolism.
Okay.
So some people like to use it to help burn fat faster. It also levels out blood sugar and blood pressure issues for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So the vinegar itself is a really good thing to start with. And then you add all the vegetables to it, mm-hmm. you're going to end up with antibacterial properties, antiviral, antifungal. So wow. It's a good combat kind
right.
of thing to like do every day as a preventative, or if you're feeling sick or have allergy situations, you can, you know, take it several times throughout the day.
Oh,
just about a teaspoon at a time is really all you need.
Sure.
And
I know if I feel like I'm getting sick, I'll chew up some raw garlic, and inevitably it like knocks it out, and everyone around me doesn't want to be around. So I won't catch anything else. But
garlic's a really good, strong vegetable to use for stuff like that.
Nice. And so what were the other ingredients? Let's see. So apple cider vinegar, garlic.
Ginger. Which is awesome to soothe your stomach. It helps with inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So I've just recently started cooking with ginger also.
I was just going to ask you, because you said you were cooking more simply, but you're mm-hmm. adding... fresh herbs and vegetables?
Fresh is a, you know, that's a relative word.
All right, well, Barry, this has so, fresh vegetables in it, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, we don't do anything cooked ever. Our stuff is all unpasteurized, raw.
Okay.
So it has all the health benefits of the vegetables and the vinegar.
Nice. So what other products do you have?
So we also do a whole line of health and body products. We mm-hmm. do essential oil roll-ons and like facial toners, oil facial cleansers,
mm-hmm.
cleaning nice. Products.
Oh, really?
Lots of different things that my wife is really good at uh-huh. formulating.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, cleaning products, that's something that's been on my mind because I don't know. I don't know if it's my age or having gone through pharmaceutical overload or what, but I cannot take any regular cleaning products. I end up feeling sick,
mm-hmm.
and so I think the natural products. I use vinegar to clean a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's our cleaning product is vinegar based, and then we just put essential oil blends. We have a Four Thieves one.
Oh, nice.
Which is really good at killing surface and airborne bacteria, so you're kind of sanitizing uh-huh. everything as you're cleaning, and it works really fast and well.
Nice. And it works, would you say, do you feel it works just as well as some of the heavy chemical cleaners out there?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think it's hard for people to believe that. I know, like, family members who are a little older, especially, like, they want the bleach in the bathroom mm-hmm. and all that, but
yes.
man,
I want my eyes to burn, so I know it's working.
Yeah. Or maybe the younger people also feel that way. I don't know.
Well, that vinegar will burn your eyes. You just got to get a little closer.
Move a little closer to it.
And it works real well on all surfaces, which makes it awesome. Because, uh-huh. you know, it works on glass without leaving streaks. It works on stovetops, countertops.
Nice.
In the kitchen, in the bathroom.
Right. So anywhere. Have you always been plant-based with how you eat and live? Or did you come to this from health issues?
I would say definitely... haven't always been like that, but mm-hmm. Several years back I started working at Ozark Natural Foods.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of opened my eyes to this whole world of all these farmers growing all this great food and
sure.
things you can make out of it and different things that they actually do to your body to make you healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was a great learning experience. Mm-hmm. I love ONF. That's a fabulous story. And so that brought you to your current work.
Yeah. And now we do the farmer's market. We just opened a brick-and-mortar shop in Springdale.
Oh, excellent.
310 West Emma, right on Emma.
Uh-huh.
And we also curate other local items from people all over. And a lot of it, you know, they have the same standards as us.
Nice.
So we like to, you know, involve everyone. Sure. Because we're all in this together.
We are all in this together, right? One love. And that's fantastic. So you're a local business and you're at the farmer's market with your products. And it sounds like you really care about the environment and what people are putting in their bodies. And that's really important.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So tell us again where people can find you. And okay. we want to make sure people know.
Well, they can find us at our shop in Springdale, 310 West Emma. We also have a website with a full storefront on it. It's just www.OzarkHerbalCreations.com.
Great.
And you can always find me at the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
Wonderful. Great. I know I love the farmers market here. We're pretty close to it right now. We're right near the Fayetteville Square mm-hmm. broadcasting this episode. But that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate
it. We can't leave this segment right now. You're not off the hook, Wendy.
I'm not off the hook.
You have to try that tonic.
Oh, the tonic.
On air.
Oh, this is the extra spicy.
Because I want to know what it tastes like.
Well, maybe you should try it.
No. You're so much better with words than I.
Oh, I see. Am I? But I don't want to put it on my mouth. Like, well, I don't know. All right, I'm going to take a little swig. You can't see me, but it's Ozark
just take
Tonic.
A little sip.
Just take a tiny sip. Ozark Herbal Creations Ozark Tonic. All right, here we go. Well.
Woo. Is it super spicy?
I drink apple cider vinegar in mm-hmm. the morning usually. This is very spicy, but it tastes good. I like it. And I recognize that the snap that it has is so good for inflammation.
Mm-hmm. And it's, so, you know, it's strong on purpose because it's meant to be a health tonic.
Sure.
If you drink it every day, it'll do wonders for your body.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to trying that, and I'll report back to you.
You can also put it on any kind of food application. It gives it tons of more flavor, like make a salad dressing out of it.
Right.
Or it anything is, that calls for apple cider vinegar, you know.
It's really tasty, actually. I thought it was going to be so strong that it might not... feel good drinking it.
Yeah, it is at first, but it goes away quick.
It does,
all on the front end.
Right, and my mouth still feels really peppery afterwards.
Nice.
It's got an after flavor. If the flavor is delicious, so definitely check this out, this Ozark tonic.
Nice.
A different kind of tonic than the tonic I grew up with. So we invite people to call in. The call-in number is 781-832-2008, and you're listening to the Wendy Love Edge Show with Topher Kogan on kpsq.org, 97.3 FM. Do we have any callers, Topher?
The line is silent at the moment.
It's silent. All right.
But I can feel it.
You can
the
feel
air,
it.
Like, the waves are vibrating through the air, and they're almost hitting my phone.
They are.
So
someone will call in soon.
Give to us your spirit.
Yes.
So, Barry, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
You know, I like all kinds of music.
You do.
I've played in a band in this town for a long time.
Oh, cool.
And, it's called the Flip Off Pirates. And we do kinds of...
I did not know that.
I knew we'd met before, man.
Personally, I like really eclectic, like, world music.
Uh-huh.
And with lots of drums.
Nice.
Super into the percussion and bass.
Right.
So, you know, like Afrobeat or any kind of Brazilian stuff.
Cool.
I love it.
Nice. There's a show on, I wish I could remember off the top of my head when it's on, but it's African and world music that you might enjoy right here on kpsq.org.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you might want to check that out.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out.
There's lots of great shows on the station. In fact, tomorrow there's two shows that I really enjoy. Chili Water is on from 6 to 8 p.m., and they play jam bands, Grateful Dead kind of stuff. And then the Black Lodge is on Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m., with new wave, punk, and progressive rock. So there's lots of variety on the station.
Nice.
And very cool. Well, so you also play music, and you're an herbalist, and we had an herbalist earlier who plays music. So I have to ask, Moonsong, are you into herbs and plant-based?
I am, actually. I used to, my first job here when I moved back here for college was at Berry Natural up on College Avenue.
Oh, right.
Fantastic. Owner's fantastic health food shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they really turned me on to, Ashley and Chris there really, really turned me on to the whole holistic health attitude towards it. And so I've definitely, since I've stopped working there, I've definitely not kept up as well as I would like to
the
have.
The truth comes out.
they kind of instilled in me these values that I don't really think about anymore. It's just kind of an automatic thing. So that was really helpful, and I think I'm much healthier now. Even in times where I've been like a little bit heavier than I used to be or whatever, I've always been much, much healthier than before I started working there.
Right, having that experience really helped you.
Definitely.
Well, anybody who'd like to speak with us tonight, you can call 781-832-2008, and we'll keep the conversation going. Tonight's all about music, health, and cannabis. So,
yes.
I'm about to go to Boston, actually, to speak at the Boston Freedom Rally, and I'm really excited about it. I'll be speaking on the main stage at 3:30 on Sunday, and it's really cool to go back to Massachusetts where we have full cannabis legalization, and I keep hoping that things are going to roll out for the medical here in Arkansas.
Eventually.
We're so close.
Yeah, right?
So close, right?
It's been so long.
Yeah, I remember even 10 years ago, you know, we all thought we were very close, but now it's very within our reach, which is cooler.
Right. I mean, it's imminent, but it seems, you know, it's been kind of stalled. I mean, the people voted it in 2 years ago, and I started a nonprofit called Bulldozer Health, and we've worked really hard to assist with that process, and even now with education. And
ooh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, we have an incoming call. All right. Well,
let's see.
Who is on the line?
Okay. I sent the caller to voicemail. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
So close.
Something happened.
I heard. I'm going to call this person back.
All right. Let's call her back.
Hello.
Did you just call the Wendy Levitt show with Topher Kogan?
Yeah, the Google Voice number said it's not working, but
oh no. Oh, darn Google trying to thwart our radio show.
Well, you know,
what's up with that?
I know, it's just the second show, we're just getting used to things still, but so glad you called.
Yeah, do you have a question for anybody here?
Yes, I was particularly interested in the vinegar and the antibiotic properties of the garlic and everything. I'm dealing with bronchitis right now and wondering if maybe it would help me get over that illness, possibly.
I believe it would help you quite a bit. I've had little bouts of bronchitis before. My kids bring it home from school, and, you know, with something like that, it might not make it go all the way away, but it's going to take away a lot of the symptoms, which is going to make you feel better, and it will help get rid of it quicker. What I recommend doing is just drinking a little bit at a time, several times throughout the day. You know, go from morning all the way to night. But don't drink too much at once, like more than an ounce at a time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Enjoying the show.
Thanks for calling the show.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Do we have another caller, Topher?
We do. I have to call them back because they called in the middle of that call.
Oh, my goodness. We're calling back. So busy.
Your call has been forwarded.
No.
No.
Maybe they'll call back again. While we try to figure out. Okay, hold on. Okay, incoming call.
Call from
Lydia.
All right.
To accept, press 1. To send voice.
There we go. Hello?
Hi, this is Lydia.
Hello, you are on the air with Topher Kogan at the Wendy Love Ed Show with Topher Kogan. How are you?
Okay, I'm very good, Topher.
Good.
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering what would be a good thing to do if you already had a respiratory infection. I know many people are suffering with this right now. What would be a good, is the Ozark tonic a good thing for that, or are there other things you can do?
The Ozark tonic is good for that, but I think there's other things you could possibly do. One thing I like to do is use essential oils in really hot water and put a towel over my head and just breathe some of that in, you know, gently. You don't want to put tons of it in there. A little bit goes a long way. And that'll help loosen it up.
What kind of oils are you?
I like to use peppermint and eucalyptus, usually if it's a respiratory thing, myself. But you can also, there's other herbs out there that will help loosen. A lot of people like to take mullein, and they'll actually smoke it or use it in a poultice or something like that and rub it on with some eucalyptus. Mm-hmm. It's really good at loosening the phlegm and breaking it up. But if you do that and the vinegar at the same time, probably going to even have better effects.
Nice, better results.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Lydia.
All right.
I hope that was helpful. Take care.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, it's about time to wrap up the show, I think. You are listening to KPSQ.org, 97.3 FM, and I'd like to remind you that KPSQ is a community radio station dedicated to serving Fayetteville listeners like you with a blend of music, talk, commentary, news, and we are designed to enrich your life. As we grow, we emphasize locally produced homegrown shows, feature syndicated shows like Democracy Now! As we're all volunteers, overhead is low. Donations from fellow citizens like you help to keep us on the air. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation in any amount at kpsq.org on the donation button. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Wendy Love Ed Show with Topher Kogan, and thank you so much to our guests. It's been really great having you here, Moon Song and Barry Moore.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, it's been great, and thank you to Tali Kentoff, the classical cannabist. We'll see you next week. You can listen again from 6 to 7 p.m. on kpsq.org, 97.3 FM, to the Wendy Love Ed Show with Topher Kogan.